for the December beat up. These are urgent creature days, day
02/05/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Louis Castor. Castor spells C-A-S-T-O-R. Louis spells L-U-I-S. Date of birth is 04/18/1947. This is a 77-year-old. Brought him by his wife and son, who said that patient will have occasional dizziness, period. They said this has been going on for a little while, but it's gotten worse yesterday and this morning, period. Said the dizziness is worse when he changed position, especially when he stand up from sitting or laying, period. Nice trauma. Next paragraph, review of systems. Denies chest pain. Denies diaphoresis. Denies shortness of breath. Next line, family member reported patient is eating and drinking well. Denies frequent urination or painful urination. Next line, denies abdominal pain. Denies headache, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, hypertension. Past surgical history. Is none. Medication. Next line, medication. Chlorothalidone, spelled C-H-L-O-R-T-H-A-L-I-D-O-N-E. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, social history. Denies drug use, denies tobacco use, denies alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed, a negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 116/58, pulse 58, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, O2 sat 97% at room air. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no managerial signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds with range of motion, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. He's bradycardic at 59. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, normal bowel sounds, no organomegaly, no rebung, no guarding, no rigidity, period. He has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 3/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dizziness. Number 2 is medication side effects. Number 3 is vertigo. Number 4 is bradycardia. Next paragraph. In evaluating this patient, Wells criteria was used to assess patient's risk for pulmonary embolism, his risk are low. Next paragraph, heart score was used to assess his risk factors for coronary artery disease /MI. His score is less than 4. Next paragraph, even without a his score is less than four even without a troponin drawn today. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic. EKG. EKG shows sinus bradycardia at 59. There is non-specific intraventricular conduction delay. However, no ST segment elevation, no Q waves demonstrated. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Next paragraph, a echocardiogram was done today. Echo revealed mildly enlarged ventricles with ejection fraction of 55. Next paragraph, I spoke with the cardiologist, Dr. Klein, with whom I discussed patient's presentations, findings on physical examination, EKG. He advised that based on his current cardiac rate, it's doubtful that his dizziness is as a result of bradycardia. However, he agreed to see this patient within a day or so. He advised that the patient come to his office for a routine visit. The patient lives in Conroe and Dr. Klein's office is in Conroe, period. Next paragraph, if glucose finger stick was done, it was 106. Next paragraph, patient, family members and I had a lengthy discussion about his condition and what the differentials are. Strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if patient symptoms get worse. Patient is very jovial, very conversational. He walks from the exam room to the ultrasound room with no difficulties. He walked from the waiting room to the exam room with no difficulties. He did not demonstrate any exertional dyspnea and reports no paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. Patient was and family member were strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if symptoms get worse. They were given the opportunity to ask questions, said they have none, end of dictation.